Officials here probably aren't thrilled with what some are calling today's U.S. bank rescue plan, partial nationalization. Nationalization is a word that makes many Americans shudder. The World's Jeb Sharp explains why.
When Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson announced the new plan this morning, he made it clear he was holding his nose as he did so.
Government owning a stake in any private U.S. company is objectionable to most Americans, me included. Yet the alternative of leaving businesses and consumers without access to financing is totally unacceptable.
Paulson makes it sound as if today's action is extraordinary, but Adam Posen of the Peterson Institute for International Economics says it's actually a tried and true remedy.
There are many examples of this from the start of the 20th century right up through the 70s. More importantly, specifically having to do with banks, this is the standard thing you do when there is a financial crisis. Banks that don't have enough capital tend not to lend or tend to make bad loans. And the way you get out of that is through a government infusion of capital.
Partial nationalization may be a normal response to the crisis at hand, but the Bush administration is still keen to minimize the image of a government takeover, according to Simon Johnson of the Sloan School of Management at MIT.
You know, the people who are doing this are trying to encourage people to put the partial in so that they don't think it's a full government takeover. And it's not a full government takeover. It is a government injection of capital. It's a recapitalization of the banking system of the kind that we've seen before. We've seen it in Japan at the end of the 1990s. It was a good idea then. We saw it in Sweden in the early 1990s under very difficult circumstances, and it was a good idea then.
But Japan and Sweden are not the United States. Adam Posen says Americans have come up with a number of euphemisms for nationalization when it happens here.
You talk about putting in a public stake. You talk about calling it a utility, although that one's now out of fashion. You talk about public-private partnership is the really big euphemism. You talk about getting the incentives aligned, which could mean something very good or could mean real heavy-handed interference. The code words are sort of the sugar coating to make these things go down.
When you ask economists and historians why there's an aversion to nationalization, they say it's cultural, that Americans don't like the idea of government anything interfering with free enterprise. It's an attitude that partly has its roots in the origins of the country. Georgetown University historian Michael Kazin notes the United States grew up from an assortment of relatively independent colonies that became relatively independent states distrustful of central government.
Americans are one of the few industrial countries where there has never been a major socialist or labor party. There's also been a long tradition of opposition to very strong centralized government. So, of course, government has had a lot to do with American prosperity over the years, from defense spending to building highways and canals and putting up tariff walls and so forth. But government ownership, or at least part ownership, of major businesses like banks is something most Americans have shied away from.
But the notion of small government is something of a myth, Kazin points out. He says it's difficult to imagine America without Social Security or Medicare or its elaborate system of taxation. And many have noted the irony of what's happening now, a supposedly conservative administration taking steps reminiscent of the New Deal. Robert Reich was Labor Secretary during the Clinton administration.
We're kind of moving, kicking and screaming into something that looks a lot like, smells a lot like, acts a lot like, but shall never be called socialism.
Whatever it's called, it seems to be today's version of the last best chance to save the global financial system from catastrophe. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.